This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Adora Udoji.
They're going to take out all our phones and put in them kind with dials on them. As soon as a man gets used to one thing, by golly, somebody wants to take it away from him.
By golly, if you've gotten used to your cell phone, you're going to maybe have to toss it into the landfill because the new iPhone goes on sale today. If it generates half the hype that the original iPhone did, then lines will be snaking around the block and then some. But, you know, the iPhone is just the most recent example of something that's been going on for quite a long time. And telephones have been the center of changing technology. Long before the iPhone, the humble ancestor of a phone that had a picture on it, the iPhone, of course, does lots more than just a picture, was the 1964 AT&T picture phone. Okay, you may have heard about this. You may have seen it in science fiction movies. But this modern marvel was the first serious attempt to market a video phone as a consumer good. People were impressed by the technology, but the picture phone was a disaster. It was too costly. The controls were too confusing. The picture too small. At least those were the reviews. Only 150 of the original units were made. And the inventor, Daniel Henderson, owns one of them. Dan, you got number 117, right?
Yeah, that's right.
That's beautiful. So you invented the picture phone?
Well, no, the
you helped.
The picture phone in 1964 was not my work, but it was certainly the earliest commercial version of sending pictures over a telephone line. One of the earliest, yeah.
And you know, the picture phone was a great idea that everybody sort of got back in the 60s, but it was really difficult to create enough of a network so that people would actually use them, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
And so they were a bit of a disaster. What happened?
Well, you know, I think it wasn't until people realized later that we were becoming more and more mobile, that the need for sending information to a wireless device became apparent. And that was when I developed the Intellect wireless device in 1993.
So you were ahead on pictures and ahead on wireless phones, right?
Yes.
What do you think it takes for a revolutionary piece of technology that involves consumers to actually have legs and take, you know what I mean? Actually stick.
Well, that's a question that product designers have been, like me, have been trying to answer for a long time. I think, you know, I've heard some people say that it should be something that feels like magic. And in a large sense, the wireless devices that we're seeing now have become the remote control to the world around us. And as we move around more and more, I think the ability to access information while we're on the go has seemed somewhat magical.
Daniel Henderson, it's got to feel like magic. You know, I think that's a great sort of credo to take with us as we go out and figure out who's going to be buying iPhones. Daniel, thanks for joining us. Are you buying an iPhone, Mary Beth?
I am. I'm not going to be lining up this morning. It's not Def Leppard tickets. I have my priorities straight, but I will definitely be getting the new one. I love my current one.
Def Leppard,
oh, I'd
be
there. I wouldn't be here
right
now. That's all I'm saying.
Does it feel like magic, though?
It feels like magic, and then it gets boring.
It feels like magic, and then it gets boring. Like
like everything else.
My dates when I was a teenager.